you were here, you actually predicted the horror of that we're facing now, that he would win.
Last summer at this time.
Yeah. I mean, well, help us out here. I can't cope with the disaster, except I have a book about it.
Well, if you remember last year at this time, it looked like she was going to win. She was ahead in the polls.
Yeah.
The convention was great. She won all the debates. And actually, she won. She got three million more votes.
Yeah.
So, it's like...
But like you pointed out in your show last night, the Electoral College has been something the Democrats have not been able to get.
It's the second time in 16 years, first with Gore now, that we win and then we lose. Yeah. How does this happen?
Uh-huh. You know, they steal it.
And you know, the Democrats have won the popular vote in 6 of the last 7 presidential elections.
Yeah.
The Republicans have only won the popular vote once since 1988.
That's
so the country we live in actually agrees with the Democrats on the issues. Mm-hmm. Women should be paid the same as men. There is climate change.
Yeah.
There should be a minimum wage, you know, basic things. That's the good news of the country we live in, but we have this archaic thing that's got to go, the Electoral College.
They're never going to let it go because it helps them.
Well,
so the fact that they should be changing their strategy, because if that's the case and the numbers speak to that, then that should have been obvious.
Yes, that's where he outsmarted. I mean, it's hard to say this, but he did outsmart us in
smart,
this way.
I don't know if that word
well,
is
okay. He was smart enough to go to Detroit and say that if you build those cars in Mexico, I'm going to put a 35% tariff on those cars. He was smart enough to figure out how to convince 53% of white women to vote for him after the Billy Boy.
But he didn't get the sisters.
No.
No.
That's right.
No, he did.
Don't forget that, Democrats.
Yeah.
You had a whole bunch of folks that you don't generally speak to.
Yeah.
We came out.
Mm. It drove.